and helped deliver babies. What was she called?
Midwife.
Midwife. And would you tell me, talking about seesaws and merry-go-rounds, I wanted to ask you, did you ever play a musical instrument, especially one that you blow through, just a small...
Oh yeah, a harp.
French harp.
French harp.
And did you ever have one that you would hit?
Sure.
I could call that the goose harp.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You play both of those?
A French harp is the only musical instrument I can play.
I see.
I can play a French harp.
And did you...
My daddy was a fiddler, and I could strike one tune on the fiddle, but I never did learn to play the fiddle.
Did you ever play with old horseshoes when you were a boy?
Sure.
What game was that?
Pitching horseshoes. And pitching dollars. I pitched dollars and pitched horseshoes. I played leapfrog and wrestled and boxed and done all of that.
I kind of hate to wrestle with him. And he's a pretty good sized boy, I imagine.
Well, I wasn't such a big fella until I got grown. After I got grown, I got to be pretty good size. I weighed 223 one time, but I weigh about 210 now. Mm-hmm. 209, I think, last time I weighed. The doctor wanted me to get down to 190, but he never did get me there. Said I was overweight, and I'd do better if I didn't weigh quite so much. And he gave me wrote out a diet he wanted me to go by, and I started by it, but how many of them ever stayed with it?
Not many.
Not many, I didn't.
Especially country folks that likes to eat like country folks has to keep going.
Sometimes I think those diets are worse for you than any good. They make you weak and
feel like you're starved to death.
You mentioned horseshoes. Would you tell me, did you shoe your own horses, or how
no,
would you describe
that? No, we didn't put shoes on our horses. A fella don't especially need shoes on horses out all day on the farm. About the most where you need shoes on a horse is where you got a rock road to travel over. That's where you need shoes on a horse, to protect the feet.
Do these horseshoes give more traction? Is that how do they fit the horseshoe on?
They fix the shoe, like shape it like they want it. Of course, they take that horse's foot up and put that shoe down on there, and if it ain't just like they want it, they work on it till they get it like they want it, and then they'll trim that feet and that foot off, smooth, level it up, and they put the shoe on, nail it on.
Oh, I see. They work on the
on the bottom. On the bottom part of the hoof.
From the walk on.
And they take a rasp and rasp it all.
On the foot itself, the hoof itself. I see. And see, did you swim very much? Did you have a place to swim or do any
Parents sort of watch it if the young ones keep them out of the water, you know. And boys will slip off and get in the water anyhow.